Welcome to Inside Maryland Politics. I'm Fraser Smith, WYPR senior news analyst and columnist for the Daily Record. My guest is Mary Rose Madden of the WYPR reporting staff. Mary Rose, we are waiting to hear about the Freddie Gray matter. The mayor of the city of Baltimore doesn't know. She's very concerned. The police commissioner doesn't know the answers. Where do we stand on this?
Well, right now, the police are conducting an internal investigation into the death of 25-year-old Freddie Gray, an African-American man who was arrested on April 12th and sustained life-threatening injuries while being transported in a police vehicle. He died a week later at shock trauma. They're looking through the autopsy results, trying to find out, you know, was there kicking, hitting, broken bones, internal trauma to the organs. And they're interviewing the officers involved and any witnesses. And they say that the investigation will be finished, not this Friday, but the next Friday. And from there, that gets passed to the state's attorney. That office decides whether they'll file it or not. And then they're going to have an independent review.
It's a very difficult situation, I think, for the mayor because, as she said, she's angry, she's worried, she's upset, she doesn't like what she's had to do here. But it's a balancing act for her, too. She can't forget the fact that there are the rights of the police involved.
The police commissioner and the mayor have both talked about how they want to be transparent and they want to, you know, show complete accountability. At the same time, they say they don't want to rush the investigation, and they're trying to balance that with the fact that, you know, the community is extremely anxious and the community is angry that this investigation is going to take so long.
What do you think are the most important questions?
Well, okay, important questions. You know, why police pursued Gray? What happened to make Gray's legs limp? You know, he went from running from the police to having legs so limp he couldn't walk to the police van. The next question is, you know, what happened inside the van? Was he seatbelted? You know, at that time, inside the van, you know, he's handcuffed.
And this is apparently where he sustained, according to what they say, that nobody was violent in arresting him. So it appears that what happened to him happened in the van.
At one point, Gray asked for an inhaler. And once he was inside the van, he was irate. So, you know, they stopped the van a couple of times. At one point, they put leg irons on Gray. At another point, they picked up another suspect and put him on the other side of a metal barrier. So they've interviewed that other suspect. The other suspect couldn't see Gray, but he could hear him.
You know, what we have here, in addition to the fact that we want to know what happened, is a real test of leadership and sort of crisis management for the mayor.
Yep. She said that she's extremely angry that she has to tell another mother that her son has died. She's angry that we don't have the answers to these huge questions surrounding this man's death. But at the same time, people want to hear from the mayor and the police commissioner right away. Monday afternoon was a little too late to come out and talk to people. I mean, there were protests all weekend. Monday morning, a protest at City Hall.
Well, we'll see where it all ends up. And, of course, they've promised to say something more definitive at the end of
next week.
At the end of next week. Okay, Mary Rose, thank you so much.
Thank you.
For Mary Rose Madden, I'm Fraser Smith, and you've been listening to Inside Maryland Politics on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.